This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Got a graphic for it, and as we did last week, even though there were no changes, you can vote on who has the better group of college quarterbacks. And again, we're talking about in pursuit of the most number one picks next year. We're talking about who's going to be the number one pick in the NFL draft in 2026, because this is of draft-eligible quarterbacks. We'll get Pete's take on that coming up at 4:20, but you guys can vote now at afternoon 923 FAN. But I think there's a take emerging, and you said something adjacent to this earlier about the Bengals having almost as much as any as much pressure as almost anybody in the NFL, and I would agree with you, but I think there's something missing.
Okay,
and I think it's something that was pointed to when Ross Tucker joined us yesterday and talked about the Bengals and how they're treating this Browns-Bengals game on Sunday.
I would say Browns win would surprise me. Now, the Bengals guys have invested so much into winning this game. It's really remarkable when you think about it. You know, they never used to play their guys in the preseason. They made a concerted effort to change things in order to win this game. Like, I can't remember the last time an NFL team made this much of an adjustment, did this much to win the opening game, let alone against a team you know, projected to win five games. On some level, maybe the Bengals could come in tight. Maybe they put too much pressure on this game or too much pressure on themselves. Maybe the Browns play free and clear. But, I mean, the Bengals are treating this game like it's the Super Bowl to get off to a 1-0 start.
All right, so this is why that last part was so important. Mm-hmm. I do think that the Bengals have as much pressure on themselves for the specific week one matchup as anybody in the NFL. The problem is, one, generically, everybody's got pressure on them. It's the NFL. But two, the pressure's coming from the Bengals. Joe Burrow is the reason why they're treating this game like it's the Super Bowl. And I think that's different. I think just the nebulous NFL pressure, guys, that ebbs and flows. When you're winning, you don't feel it. When you're losing it, you feel it doubly. Like, there's just natural stuff that happens. I think every team feels that. But specific to the Bengals, it's Joe Burrow that's putting pressure, not just on his teammates, although that's, I guarantee you they feel it, on his head coach in the organization as well.
That's the part that honestly has me scared. The idea that when Joe Burrow puts his mind to just throwing 400 yards and five touchdowns, it seems like in the past he's been able to do so. Now, Joe doesn't play defense. And so this is the part where I'd tell Joe,
tired of the Bengals.
I'd be like, Joe, you need to calm down just a little bit, because if anybody learned last year, it should be you, that there's only so much that you get to control. No team had more 30-plus point scoring games last year with more losses in those games than what the Bengals did last year. So, if you would have thought he would have learned his lesson, that he can do his part, and sometimes in football, that's not enough.
I just think it's unbecoming of a team that, because you have Joe Burrow, if you have a quarterback of this ilk, even though they've been a 500 team the last 2 years with Joe Burrow, and again, 2 years ago, he wasn't 100% healthy for 100% of the season, so I want to make sure that's out there. But it's unbecoming of an organization to be this insane about
unbecoming. I actually kind of appreciate the approach.
Not week one.
I got worried that the NFL was moving into this laissez-faire attitude for the first few weeks of the season, and people were treating it like a ramp up, kind of like the case I'd made for the Chiefs last year, where they were just kind of treating the regular season like it was whatever. Meanwhile, they were just going to ramp it up in the postseason. And I like that they have an urgency to week one. I think it's a good thing that they recognize the last 2 years when they started off last year with three losses and 2 years ago with three out of the first four games with losses, they realized like that cost us the playoffs. We got to treat these as if they are the Super Bowl every game.
I would argue that the issue with the defense, which has not been fixed, is why you didn't go to the Super Bowl last year.
But then your mentality is not going to change it one way or another then.
Well, no, exactly. Like your problem isn't that Mike Tomlin has started out slow umpteenth times. People have written him off, and he's been a 9-10 win team later that year. Belichick, the famous expression that, you know, the real meaningful football starts after Thanksgiving. Like, that is the reality of this. If you're hyper-focused on fixing week one, but you're not hyper-focused on fixing the defense, I think you've missed the central point on why Joe Burrow had to put up historic numbers last year. It's because he was trying to outscore the other team because his team couldn't defend. I think that's the if the Bengals don't win a championship this year, if the Bengals don't make the playoffs this year, it's not going to be because they lost to the Browns week one or they won week one. It's going to be because their defense is just as bad as it was last year. And I think this goes to the point of I love to some degree that Joe is exercising his power internally to try and put pressure
right
on the organization.
Yeah.
He did it with T. Higgins. He did it with Jamar Chase. The problem is he didn't do it with the defense enough.
Yeah, no, but like last year, the Patriots lost in week one. That wasn't Joe Burrow trying to put the world on his shoulders. They lost that game because they scored 10 points. Like, they didn't do their part offensively. And so if I'm Joe
also wasn't healthy in the preseason, though. He wasn't healthy in camp.
It's
so that
one of the cases,
he is this year.
It's one of the cases I've been making for Joe in defense of Joe is that he hasn't been healthy at any point to enter the season. But like, you lost that game. Well, the Patriots scored a whopping 16. It's not as if the Patriots ran up on you, and it's not as if the defense didn't do their part. Like that was a complete bizarro game relative to how that season played out. Like that is the game when you look at it. When you win nine games and you miss the postseason by a game, that's you in or you being out. So I like that they're taking the approach that every game matters. I think that's an important approach.
I don't mind that they put an emphasis on trying to get better early in the season. That's like, understandably, hey, until week eight, we're crap. Okay, yeah, that's probably something you should work on. It's when you hyper-focus on week one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Like, I think starting fast is more about week one, and I think putting, I absolutely believe that you can sabotage yourself in the right pursuit, which is to be better earlier, to be more efficient, to be whatever the hell you need to be to win early. I absolutely think that's a noble pursuit if we talk about the early part of the season, but week one specifically against a team that was 3-14 last year. So like, it feels peak desperation to me, and not good desperation. This feels bad desperation to me.
So when I've read stuff from Cincinnati, because you know I like to, and in game week, I like to read what they're saying, what they're doing. I haven't heard it from Browns specifically. I've heard a grouping, because their first two games are the Browns and then the Jaguars. And so like if you look at two teams that are not expected to be really particularly great, and so they're kind of looking at like these first two games as two games that last year and really 2 years ago, they faltered in and didn't do the job, and that's why they lost and are not in the postseason. And now they're putting an added emphasis on just making sure they get the job done against teams that, let's be honest, they're supposed to be able to get the job done with.
So I think they're, again, I think we're closer than maybe it sounds like we are on this. I don't have a problem with early emphasis, right? I still think the preseason thing is bananas. That's not, like, Joe's health was the bigger issue for your offense earlier in the season than anything else. So that's just the idea that him playing in the preseason is going to, and you know they're going to take a victory lap if they win this game about, that's why we play in the preseason, dumbest damn thing in
the world. Right, it'll confirm something that they didn't really need confirmation of.
But, like, getting back to this idea, your problem last week isn't that you lost last year to the Patriots. It's that you got your ass waxed. And I think that's where, like, this comes back to the idea of there's a difference between competing and winning. The Bengals just need to compete early. And if you compete early and you're competitive in these games, even if you're 2-3 coming out of the first 5 weeks of the season, you can go, well, I don't want to go to the diff, but our diff is, you know, plus 10. Like, we were in all these games. It's the margins. It's the little things we have to clean up. The obsession, though, with weeks 1 and 2 continues to miss the point of when you start to put pressure on yourself and when it comes from your best player. And Joe, we've seen him. He's got a touch of Brady to him on the sidelines in games. You can get tight real quick at a point in the season where that could be as bad. Playing too tight is just as bad early as playing too loose. You kind of need to kind of meet in the middle there and find out who the hell you are in September. That's more important than just, well, we got to win this game because it's our Super Bowl. It's like, you got to win it. No, you got
to. I've had the Bengals. I'm trying every approach imaginable. Because the past 2 years, they tried that laissez-faire approach. Let's see what we are, and let's regroup by week 5 and week 6. And it didn't work out for them.
Yeah, but again, I think that has a lot more to do with Joe's health the previous years. And I just, to me, focusing on it, again, it's not just, you made a great point. I want to make sure. It's not just this game, but the first two games. I understand winnable games. I also think that there are diminishing returns when your star quarterback is so hell-bent to win a championship that he makes everybody, including the head coach, who already seems like a pushover and a bit of a simp, that you're putting this much pressure on it this early.
I mean, there's a real chance that Joe Burrow is identifying whether or not he wants to be with the Bengals long-term, and this season might be the make-or-break part of that.
Yes, and that pressure will be felt by everyone.
For sure, and it should be felt by Zach Taylor, it should be felt by the whole organization.
But that pressure is also antithetical to
winning. A lot on this. No, I mean,
like, the guys in that locker room can't be thinking about Joe's future, neither can Zach Taylor. You just got one foot in front of the other.
It's one thing I've thought about within this game, is that will Joe Flacco and the Browns just be playing so carefree that it does in fact give them a little bit of an advantage. But I think for week 1 and for week 2, I think it's important the Bengals show themselves that they weren't what they've been in the previous couple seasons.
I think if you've got Joe Burrow and you really have title aspirations, I think referring to it, I know this is Ross's words, but if they're really building this up to be their Super Bowl, to me, you have missed the central point of why you failed last year, why you failed over the last couple years with Joe, And why you just need to go out there and play football and not play uptight. You do not need any more pressure for that situation where it feels like there's already a lot of pressure. Are the Bengals putting too much emphasis on week 1? I buy into the Browns are more carefree. They're able to be more carefree, and I think that's a benefit early in the season because I think one of the worst things you can be is too uptight. Pete Futek, College Football News, breaks down the second week of college football and our quarterback Deadpools in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.